Hey, welcome to this special episode of Penny on Your Thoughts. This week, we're sharing with you an encore episode. The episode you're going to listen to today has been one of my most popular episodes, and it has been one that has resulted in people leaving me comments about how something within this particular episode was a life-changing or insightful moment for them. I hope you enjoy it, so let's dive right in. Hey there, this is the Penny on Your Thoughts podcast, and I am your host, Penny Chason. I'm a board-certified hypnotist, intuitive, and experiencer. This podcast is about tapping into your subconscious to create a more aligned and abundant life. By leveraging our subconscious, we can master our thoughts, frequency, and vibration. Fusing the conscious, subconscious, and our consciousness is the science of expansion and soul satisfaction. Each week, I'll share in-depth interviews or solo episodes. This podcast was created to share how you have the power to create infinite potential within you. It's my intention that you find this podcast empowering, inspiring, and full of possibility. Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Today, I am here to talk to you about the role of your identity in transforming your life. Whether that transformation is taking place in business, your relationships with others, your relationship with yourself, or you're ready to make a big transition in life. Maybe there's a part of you that knows that you're meant for something bigger, something different, that there's more possible for you than you imagine at this point, and you're curious to know what that may or may not be. Now, identity is not going to reveal what that something else might be, but we're talking about the characteristics of identity and using identity to expand your success in your life. And I really want to recap and share that when I talk about success in your life, I'm not necessarily talking about money, wealth, the size of your business, how far you progress in your career. When I talk about success, I'm talking about all of it. Some of it, all of it, or maybe only one or two bits may pertain to you, and that's okay. I want you to know that when I'm talking about success, I'm talking about what you want in your life, right? Because that's what it's all about. We want good outcomes. We want things to move forward in life. And for me, that is the definition of success. So how does identity play a role? Our identity on a subconscious level is what drives our behaviors. If we ever experience doubt, self-sabotage, or we feel like we're hitting a ceiling in what we're able to accomplish, the vision we're capable of imagining, a lot of times that has to do with subconscious identity. And your subconscious identity was firmly set and concretized by the time you were age 7. From the time you're born until you're around 7 years old, you are a pure subconscious sponge. You absorb things that directly pertain to you, and you absorb things that happen around you. You need not be directly involved in it to absorb it into your mind, to have an emotional response to it, and for your brain to go, oh, so this is how the world works. It's called our model of reality. And through patterns of information we absorb, our beliefs are founded. Now, once we turn 7, 8 years old, our analytical mind is coming online. Your analytical mind is your critical factor. So you don't as easily change your identity, but your identity can change. And there are several ways that that can happen. Most easily, is that we can, you know, command our mind to change our identity. For example, I once knew someone in my life who happened to drink a lot every day. And one day they approached their family and said, you know what, today is the old way, tomorrow's the new way. And they just decided they were a non-drinker and never touched another drop. And I mean, this is someone who really had an issue with alcohol. What they did was, in that instant, they just decided to change their identity. Now, one of the things that made that identity change easy was being someone who drinks alcohol was an identity that they took on in their adult life. They didn't grow up in a family where there was alcohol. There wasn't this embedded belief, and they weren't using the alcohol to medicate something else. It wasn't a soothing thing. It was a pure habit. So you can change an identity through commanding the subconscious mind, using your conscious mind to command the subconscious. However, that does not always work. And this is why affirmations don't always work. Affirmations may get you 75% of the way, or they may get you 90% of the way, but they don't get you 100%. And that's because there are further underlying patterns. There might be underlying beliefs that are hardwired in. Now, these patterns can still be changed. These aspects of identity can still be modified. However, in order for that to happen, you have to bypass the critical factor and go directly into the subconscious. Because if you have something that is on a belief level tied into your identity, the critical factor, you know, it gets filtered out between your reticular activating system and the critical factor, the change may not make it in. This is where hypnosis and subconscious reprogramming comes into play. This is also where, when we get into, you know, for people that do a lot of social media, if you have any experience in marketing, you know that there are ways to get someone's focus and attention. And if you get someone in a focused state of attention, you can begin to influence the subconscious mind. Again, depending on the level of belief and the patterns, it's actually much easier if you go through a guided process to rewrite, shift, and change these identities. Because sometimes with old identities, there are emotions that need to be released. But that's a story for another day. So I'm talking about transforming your identity to expand your success. Do you sometimes have clients who are so motivated? They are your ideal client. They're taking action. They're moving forward. And then all of a sudden, as they begin to make progress, self-sabotage comes into the picture. I want you to know, and you probably already know this, that self-sabotage is because there is something going on in the subconscious mind. I have put together a free guide, 3 ways that becoming trained in hypnosis can change your life. And in this guide, I outline the 3 ways that becoming a trained hypnosis professional can change your business as you become known as the go-to person in your niche because you are able to get results with the people who have slipped into these repeating patterns over and over. And no matter how many coaches they've seen, they've been unable to get results. If you want to know more about the 3 ways becoming a hypnosis professional can help you in your coaching or your professional practice, I want you to click the link in the show notes or head over to pennychason.com/3ways and get your copy today. There's a common phrase, you've probably heard it before, maybe not, but you basically, if you're trying to go from point A to point B, you can't get to point B with the level of thinking that you have at point A. You have to think like a person at point B. So if you're someone who happens to be in business, imagine when you first started business, you had to learn to take on the identity of a business owner. Then when you crossed your first 6 figures and you wanted to go to multi 6 figures, you had to start thinking like someone who brought in multi-six figures. This means either charging more, bringing in more product lines, offering more services, right? So you had to expand your thinking. Well, then when you want to go for multi-six figures, if you're wanting to hit seven figures, and if you've already done this, you'll recognize what I'm saying. When you hit seven figures, you have to have a whole other way of thinking to get there. You've got to have team. You've got to trust team. You've got to be embedded in systems and processes. And again, looking at prices and product lines and evaluating. And then to take that seven-figure business to multi-seven, from multi-seven to multi-eight and beyond, each and every level, there is a shift in the way that you're looking and thinking at things, which requires a shift in your identity to some degree. So if you find that you're hitting a ceiling, that you're hitting a block, where does your identity need to shift? What are the beliefs that you need to have? And if you're like, oh, I know exactly what beliefs I need to have, but I don't understand, I'm not getting anywhere, then there are a few things, you know, to look at. What are the underlying beliefs that you don't see? Where your subconscious beliefs, your core identity beliefs, will overrule your conscious chosen beliefs. So if you have a conscious chosen belief and then you keep finding you're hitting resistance, you're butting up against it and you're not getting where you want to be, there is a subconscious belief somewhere, it could be very minute, that is creating that resistance. So your identity, you have to work from the identity of where you want to be. Because when I went into business, if I thought about my business from the perspective of being an employee, I wouldn't be sitting here recording this video and this podcast episode right now. It just wouldn't happen. Because when I actually went into business, never in a million years had I thought about or even considered having a podcast. I didn't really understand the purpose of a podcast, how it supports people, how it supports my business, how it keeps you engaged with me. I had no idea until I was around other people who had the qualities and the identity that I wanted because of they had the same type of success that I wanted, an easy business that just kind of flows and allows. That was what I wanted. Well, how are they doing that? What do they believe about themselves? And then I took that into my identity and move forward from there. So this is the first piece about transforming your success with identity. There's going to be a part two to this episode because I am going to explain to you how one 15-second TikTok derailed my momentum in something that I've had going on in the background. So being programmed in on video, you know, the air fingers quote, for those of you on the podcast that can't see, we can get programmed from anywhere. We have to be very mindful of what we consume. And I'm going to dig into that in the next episode because I want you to know that your identity is not necessarily just the things you want to be in there. I would really appreciate it if you would take a moment and head over to your favorite podcast platform and leave a positive review about the podcast. It helps me to reach more people to help them to enlighten, elevate, and expand their lives. Be sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already, and I look forward to seeing you back here again next week.